Welcome to another episode of Sexy Voice Guy, talking about life's mundane interactions with the ones you love. Today's topic is romantic riddles. It's solving the mystery of the things that make men and women different. And it's a riddle that will never be solved. It doesn't mean that we won't talk about it. And the differences between men and women, they've puzzled and perplexed and kind of amused us and everyone in life forever. I will give you a quick disclaimer while we're going to dive into these generalizations for the comedic effect. It's essential to understand that not everyone fits nearly into these categories, and individual variations abound. And that being said, everybody does fit into these categories. Just accept it. So let's go through some kind of the first ideas, these daily dilemmas. You know, the toilet seat tango is one of them. Now, I'm one who actually will sit and go to the bathroom. Yeah, I know that's sexy to see a man sitting, but the truth is it's just more comfortable. And we have a heated toilet seat, which is nice. But this is an age-old debate. Do you leave it up or down? Who's responsible? And whose act is it to keep it the other way? Like, you know, is it really for me to put it back down? But do I have to lift it if I can just aim well? Tough calls, but this is a daily thing. The toilet seat tango. Maybe in your home, this is a problem. Men, my advice to you is just put the damn thing down or sit down. Let's go to the next thing. The remote control. The remote control rumble in particular, and why men have the urge to feel like they have to just hold the remote the whole time or change the show a bunch. Many women don't do this. They just kind of settle and they nest and they watch, right? Men tend to just want to hold the remote and see what's next. And I know that's kind of an attention deficit disorder or boredom, or they just like to play with a long, you know, cylinder object that's kind of firm. Think of what you will on that. The last thing is this kind of closet conundrum. Let's put it honest. My wife's closet, super neat, super clean. Mine could use some work. And the idea that maybe in my closet I have tons of things to wear than maybe in her closet, you never think she has a lot to wear. But the truth of the matter is the closet conundrum is really the problem, that she keeps it cleaner than mine and it is a source of fighting. Keep it clean the best you can. Okay, so here's some communication problems that are in the world too when it comes to this kind of riddles that we have to figure out in life. It's the silent treatment scenario, or maybe even silent treatment syndrome. Decoding what you did and why you're in trouble for it as a man is a skill set I have not yet developed. Sometimes you get the silent treatment, and 3 days later when you have a discussion with louder volume, you find out what you did and you're kind of like, I had no idea. And that's the whole point, is that you had no idea and you should have. Silent treatment syndrome, or scenario, if you will, is something that men really struggle with. Now, women, you can help here by not waiting 3 days or just saying, hey, once again, I told you X, and we'll be apologetic typically, maybe a little defensiveness, but just don't wait 3 days is the point. Okay, shopping lists and this kind of idea of selective hearing. So when you go to the grocery store and we go together, everything's good. We get what we need. It's fine. You go, females, to the grocery store and you get what we need for the family. Much appreciated. I know it's a lot of work and tasks. I don't say a word if you miss something. If I go, which I do admit is not very often, and I miss something or get the wrong brand, could you not kill me for it or knife me or throw a banana at me? It doesn't seem fair. First of all, I'm not going as often, which is a fight. Second, I'm not as good at it maybe. And third, it's just food. We'll eat it. So let's get over it. Now, the last piece is kind of, it's interesting. It's when you're in bed and you want to go to bed, and it's kind of like this late night phone phobia, right? Where I want to sleep, but you know, you're on your phone and it's super bright and please turn it off, or you're watching TV or vice versa. Maybe I'm watching a show that I want to watch, like, you know, some Star Wars based or something with violence in it, like a shoot 'em up movie, and you want to go to bed. Let's just make sure that it's equal, that when the other person wants to go to bed, we both agree that we're going to turn it off, or you're going to put on headphones, or we're not going to complain about it. So I think these are really pieces of information that happen in most people's lives, not just mine, right? I think I want to leave you this idea that the romantic riddles can be fun. Now, they often lead in fights, and they also become stories you tell your friends of why you're having troubles with your spouse or things they do that annoy you. But if you could just take a little lighthearted, a little more fun with it and make fun of yourself with your spouse and or with your loved one, I think you'll come out of it a lot better and a lot happier for it too. This has been Romantic Riddles. I'm Sexy Voice Guy, and I want you to know, it's nice, baby.